Welcome to Native Fest, celebrating the arts, food, and writing of Minnesota's first people.
My name is Anthony Nichols. I'm here in the KBFT studios here in Net Lake, and I'm sitting before an artist that came here to visit us and spend some time with us and share some of his knowledge and his themes on art. Sitting here with Wesley May, an artist from Bemidji, Minnesota, enrollee of the Red Lake Band. Wes, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do?
Well, good morning there, Tom. Yeah, my name is Wesley May. I'm a visual artist. I've been painting and drawing for close to 20 years. Go around, I like sharing smiles. That's my main thing. That's what I learned over my time. It isn't just about the painting. It ain't about the drawing. It's mainly just about knowing ourselves and how we express our love for ourselves to others. And it shows in anything that we do, whether it be painting, drawing, or whether talking and sharing smiles with other people that are around us. Because that's what life is. Life is art.
What originally got you or inspired you to get into art?
That started a long time ago when I was a youth. I'd say 5-6 years old, I used to sit around and I'd watch my uncles draw. They would draw and they were doing these amazing drawings with pencils and sketching. And when I started doing it myself, I moved away from the reservation. I moved down to Minneapolis, where it turned into more of the graffiti style stuff, and I started doing that. And after a few times getting in trouble for vandalism, when I realized it was better to put it on canvas, better to do it at home, better to just do it and then share it after the pieces were finished rather than out on the walls and stuff, you know, because everyone had that little stem when they're younger to want to be out there finding out who we are. And then that's where it just came to be, where I started entering these competitions and these art shows and markets. And I was realizing, who am I doing this for? Am I doing this for the judges, or am I doing it for myself and people?
How important is it, like, for the new artist to, would you say, like, when you were new, like, how important was that to be recognized for your art?
Basically, getting recognized is just however far ourselves wanted to be out there. I mean, if you want to make, people that want to make it in a art business, it takes a lot of time and patience and practice. When I started, I drew, I did pastels, I painted, you know, and I went through all of these stages in my career in order to get to where I'm at now. What I do with my art, what I did was just did it. I would do a painting, and a really nice painting or drawing, and I'd take it out and I would go sell it, and they'd ask, well, what do you got into it? And I'm like, So at that point, I went back to school and I went to BSU for a Bachelor of Fine Arts. But what came of that was I learned what it was that I was actually doing. It wasn't just about, oh yeah, I grab a brush and I paint, you know. It was like, no, how do you grab the brush? What type of brush you use? What type of, how are you feeling when you're doing the painting, you know? It comes down to that brush stroke even on how that. And I got to learn all of them steps and processes. So I really stressed, go to school, learn what it is that you're doing. Then step out with your own styles and what you got and what you bring to the table, because we're all unique individuals and we can all do our own thing and we can all be the best at what we do.
Native Fest is a production of the Net Lake Radio Project, made possible by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota. Online at kbft.org.
Okay, and do you have any advice for, like, the upcomer, the new guy in the